Welcome to the Hooked on Fantasy Podcast with your host, Luke Sawhook.
And Hutchison Brown. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Hooked on Fantasy. I'm your host, Hutchison Brown, along with Luke Sawhook. Tonight, we've got a fantastic show. We're lurking around, looking at the free agent wide receivers. We've got a huge list of guys here. A couple of them already been franchise tagged, and they've already been confirmed to their teams. But we've got some other free agents, and we also got a couple trade candidates as well that we'll be looking at tonight. So we're looking at a bunch of wide receivers that could be on the move. Luke, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Very high energy intro tonight, Hutch. We got the good vibes rolling all night long.
Heck yeah.
You absolutely love to see that, brother. But yeah, I mean, you know how we do things around here. Let's just jump right in. We were doing this before the show. We were looking at the entire class of free agents and wide receivers. It's a little underwhelming, I'm not going to lie. Compared to the running back class and the quarterback class, it's pretty underwhelming.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to compare it because last week we were talking about the running backs, and it's just like
guy after guy, these guys are all great.
Yeah, these guys are all stars. This class is just like, yeah, there's nothing. And can I mention one quick free agent update? Because a couple weeks ago we talked about the quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins has officially been signed to a contract with the Vikings. I don't know if you saw this, Luke.
When did this happen?
This happened while I was at youth group. At least I saw a tweet. I didn't see details.
Whoa.
Did this happen? I saw a bad tweet, but I'm pretty sure I saw Kirk got signed to a 2-year contract.
I swear I did not see this happen. Anyone who's watching live in the chat right now, please.
Well, I'm going to look it up real quick. Let me confirm. I wasn't able to. Oh, shoot. Maybe not.
I did not think that happened. Did Kirk Cousins
maybe not. I saw a notification at youth group from it was like an Adam Schefter.
There's no way. I was like, I've been around for the last few hours. There's no way I missed Kirk Cousins getting extended. I think they do keep him though. I've seen a lot of smoke about him going to Atlanta or him going elsewhere. I think Minnesota keeps
him. Oh, yeah. I got notified from a different Twitter account that I have, and it was a fake tweet. Never mind.
Unbelievable. Wait, I wasn't able to dig it. Did you just self-report a burner account? What do you mean different Twitter account? Do you have a burner?
No, I don't have a burner. No, it's me and my friend Grayson host a comedy podcast called
Comedy Podcast. Okay.
Yeah, I have that Twitter account there.
Listen, I'm an investigative journalist here. We have to ask the question.
You know, I don't have a burner. I don't have a fake burner or anything. Yeah, I got.
People have a lot of accounts out there.
I don't have a burner at all. I've never seen a Hutchison
Brown
burner.
Then you can have a burner. You know what I mean?
I'm not cool enough yet. I don't have a burner.
You mean you're not cool enough yet? Is that what you said?
I'm not cool enough to have a burner yet.
I think we're both cool enough to have a burner. No, I mean,
I think you have one. I think there's a Luke Sawhook burner. Yeah, there's a Luke Sawhook burner.
I don't have one. I've had a few accounts that I've like made and then like they've died over the years, but I don't have a burner. Like, if anything, my burner is like my brand accounts I manage. Like, if somebody like blocks me or something, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. I'll like go like on the Renegades account and like look at their profile. I don't do anything, but I just look. I don't lurk or anything. But anyways, back to the wideouts. By the way, we have 100 live people watching right now. This might be a record for Hooked on Fantasy.
100? Wow, that's a lot of live people. Yeah, what's up, everybody?
But the class as a whole for the wide receivers is pretty weak. T. Higgins and Michael Pittman Jr. would have been two pretty big wideouts to be on this list here in the free agency class, but they were both franchise tagged, which, I mean, makes sense, especially Higgins. I feel like Higgins is very obviously going to get franchised. There's no way Cincinnati was just going to let him walk while they were still trying to contend in the AFC this season. But I don't think it makes sense for them to sign into a long-term contract extension either. I don't think you can justify spending a ton of money on Higgins, Jamar, and Burrow. That's just too expensive for your offense. You're going to have to be starting me on defense with that much money. So I think we could be looking at a tag and trade for Higgins this year if the Bengals aren't playing well at the deadline.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If they, you know, if the Bengals are in a position, because last year was kind of a lost season with the Joe Burrow injury and stuff. But if we come into this season and yet again they are struggling, it's like T. Higgins is not of use for us right now because we're just not winning. We need to trade him away while he's at a prime young age and we can get a lot of capital for him. Absolutely. I completely agree. If they are struggling, if something is going wrong with the Bengals, T. Higgins is a prime trade candidate at the deadline for someone who needs a wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree. I think T. Higgins is still a fantastic fantasy wideout, by the way. I will be drafting him next season. I think he's
going to be undervalued. He's going to be.
Joe Burrow's injury. I feel like people have a soured a little bit on T. Higgins, not a lot, but a little.
Almost great. Definitely they have. Yeah,
he definitely was being drafted at a higher ADP last season. He still performed okay for your fantasy teams. He was very boom bust this last season, but I think next year we're going to get a lot more of a consistent T. Higgins like we're used to in fantasy football. So I'm looking forward to seeing another year of T. Higgins in Cincinnati. I think Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow are in for another huge season. I'm also very interested on the running back free agency side to see if Joe Mixon gets released. We've been hearing rumors about
this. Yeah, there's been a couple rumors lately that have shown he's going to
be. It feels like this might be the year he actually goes, yeah. Especially with Chase Brown.
It would save a lot of cap. I mean, they would still have some dead money to eat up, but it would save a significant amount of cap to cut him. I don't remember the exact number, but I believe it was somewhere between like $7 and $10 million it would save if they cut him.
It's a significant chunk. It's a significant chunk. But the other big-time wide receiver I mentioned earlier, Michael Pittman Jr. being tagged, great news for him for fantasy. He had a great year for fantasy football last season in Indy, especially with, you know, decent quarterback play with Gardner and Anthony Richardson. I'm really, really, really bullish on Anthony Richardson for fantasy football and in real life. I think he's going to be a very successful NFL quarterback long term. But I think that Michael Pittman Jr. staying there, at least this season in Indy, is great for Michael Pittman Jr. Anthony Richardson. I think they're both going to help each other a ton. I really like that he's staying in Indy for this year. I hope they extend him long term. Honestly, he's played really good football for them over the last few seasons, giving them a lot of stability at the wide receiver position. So I'm happy he's staying in Indy. I'm assuming you're on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I actually just made a video recently for Football Guys. I was talking about it. It hasn't posted yet. It'll probably post sometime later this week. But I was talking about Michael Pittman Jr. getting franchise tagged. I mean, it's probably the best place he can go. I mean, over his career so far, Michael Pittman is a really solid fantasy receiver. But Shane Steichen's offense this past year gave Michael Pittman 156 targets. That was ninth in the NFL among wide receivers. They also gave him the ninth most red zone targets. He was just the alpha of the offense. And I think that Anthony Richardson, even Anthony Richardson, will follow suit with Shane Steichen's offense, which is surrounded by Michael Pittman in that passing game.
Right. And that's honestly a big reason why I believe in Anthony Richardson is Coach Steichen. He did wonders for Jalen Hurts in Philly. You know this as an Eagles fan. He did a fantastic job with Jalen Hurts. And I think we saw flashes of that with Richardson last year. He was a rookie. He was, you know, marked as a super raw passer coming out of Florida. And he still put on a fantastic showing in his rookie year. His completion percentage was higher than most people expected. He played really well. I think they're going to run the ball with him a lot, and he's going to score a ton of fantasy points. Overall, I think Richardson's in for a huge year, and Pittman Jr. is going to help with that a ton. But that being said, let's get into this pretty group of wide receivers. There's a couple guys here at the top I'm pretty interested in, but it falls off fast. Let's start with the bad. I think some of the players I guess look out for, but not really. Some honorable mentions, I guess. Darnell Mooney's out there. Curtis Samuel's out there. And I mean, it sucks that he's an honorable mention at this stage in his career, but OBJ, I mean, listen, he brings some star power. Nah. He's going to sell some jerseys. He's going to get media attention. But at this point in his career with all the injuries, unfortunately, I think the last time we saw good Odell Beckham Jr. is with the LA Rams. It's whatever. He played an okay role with the Ravens last year. I would honestly just like to see him back in Baltimore, but I don't know how likely that is at this point in time. Any other guys you want to shout out who are a little deeper down there, Hutch?
I mean, honestly, like, no. Like, there's not really anybody that I think from this list I'm looking. It's just, I don't think there's anybody that's going to be truly, like, relevant for your fantasy team besides the guys we're going to talk about in a bit. There's just nobody else besides the guys you mentioned, too.
Right. I mean, the first bigger – it is. The first bigger – well, it actually helps, too. I mean, of all the years to have a weaker free agency class, I will say the draft supplements that really nicely because this
draft – so many good drafts. Yeah, there's like 12 top prospects here.
As soon as we're done with this free agency series on the show, we're going to jump right into prospects, I would assume, which is very
exciting. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I'm going to keep a lot of my takes close to the chest. You might see them on Twitter every once in a while, but I want to get some debates going. It'll be a lot of fun. Maybe you can even watch them film live on the show.
I can't wait for that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But a big name, well, the bigger names, air quotes here, wide receivers available here. There are two that are in the tier for me, but they're still notable. It definitely have fantasy value still. First, I'll go with the guy who I think is a little lower in my mind still. It's Tyler Boyd. Good player. Good, solid player. I think he'll probably still be rostered in fantasy football next year. He'll be drafted. But I don't really see him as being anything more than a flex play. Really no matter where he lands. I don't think there's anywhere he could go where I'd be like, oh, Tyler Boyd, I guess he'll be my wide receiver too. Like, I think he's a flex play at best next season. no matter
what. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, Tyler Boyd over his career, he's been a very solid wide receiver to have on your fantasy team. You know, a solid wide receiver three that if you need him, you can flex him in. And sometimes he has some boom weeks. He can work down the field. He can work all over the place. But he's just not going to ever be the reason that you win your fantasy football year. He's just not going to be that guy. So if he goes to a location that gives him any hype whatsoever, just sell him. Just get him off your team and find some upside, because Tyler Boyd just does not present that. But
do you think he would get any buzz if he went to Carolina? Do you think would that get any of the general public excited?
I think it would get some buzz. Yeah. I mean, there are people out there who really love Tyler Boyd. And if he were to go to an opportunity, go to a place where he is the clear number one wide receiver or even a top two wide receiver in the offense, heck yeah, he's going to get a lot of hype. So I think Tyler Boyd, if he were to go to a place where he's the number two receiver or even the number one, like in Carolina, he's going to get some hype. And I think that would be worth the sell, because I just don't see that potential for him. I don't see him getting that role. I just don't see him. He's not talented enough for that role. He just isn't.
Right, right. I know. I hear you on that for sure. I think that Tyler Boyd ultimately is eh. That's my take. But yep, this player is a little bit more exciting, and that's Gabe Davis, right? I mean, we didn't really see the player. You're shaking your head no immediately. I'm not a huge Gabe Davis guy, especially in Buffalo, but I think there are places where he can go where I'm a little bit interested still. I think he still has nice boom bust upside, especially in best ball formats.
Yeah, sure.
I like Gabe Davis. So, see, you're already changing your mind, Hutch.
Sure. Listen, no, but there are no places. Like,
let's say if he goes to a Carolina or even a Kansas City, I have a little bit of interest in Gabe Davis. I think it's exciting. I mean, Buffalo was a good spot for him. Obviously, the number two alongside Stephon Diggs. Didn't really get it done on a consistent basis. I'm not a big Gabe Davis guy in general, but I still have interest in his career, Hutch. Like, that's what I'm saying here. He's the third best wide receiver in this free agency class, dude. Like, somebody's going to pay him. Somebody's going to give him a decent chunk of change to go be a wide receiver two and take the top off of defense. Or wide receiver three. He has a role to play in the NFL. He's not a bad player. For fantasy concerns, though, I don't really love it. I think he'll probably be drafted. His ADP will be pretty dependent on where he lands, in my opinion. Boyd, I don't really think it'll matter too much. Davis, depending on where he lands, he could be, you know, like the round nine upside shot wide receiver. We'll see where he goes, but that's kind of what I think about for Gabe Davis. Again, I envision him being the classic flex play, boom, bust, upside guy. That's still where he's going to be.
I got to be honest. For me, when I look at him, I don't see him being any better than he was in Buffalo, no matter where he goes. It doesn't matter where he goes. It doesn't matter where he signs. It doesn't matter what quarterback he's with. He will not be any better than he was in Buffalo. So if you want that Gabe Davis, go for it. I personally don't, because one out of every 4 weeks, he's going to have a good game, and then the rest, he's going to kill you. I just don't want that on my fantasy team. I like boom bust. I like having upside. But if you're – and this best ball makes it completely different. Best ball makes it a whole different situation, because you don't have to deal with his bad
games. I think the point I will say about Davis, though, Hutch, like you mentioned, I think the only chance he has, and I think he still has it, like super, super tiny chance. Like, I'm talking like less than 1% chance. But I think there's still a chance he goes to a team like a Carolina Panthers and he develops into their wide receiver one somehow. I don't see a world where that happens very, very likely at all. But I think there is a chance where that happens. That's the only thing I think he has going for him in terms of fantasy value. Like, if he lands on the Panthers, Hutch, would you say he's their wide receiver one next year? Because I think there's a case for it. I don't think he is, but there's a case to be made. Like, that's what I'm saying.
But it won't. Because the thing is, if Gabe Davis was actually going to be a consistent option that you can rely on your offense, I'm talking NFL offense, he would have done it by now. It's been 4 seasons. Like, he just has never been able to be consistent. It doesn't matter how many snaps you give him. He just has not been able to be that guy. And he's had Stephon Diggs around him. He's had a great coach. He's had a great offense around him. He's had a great quarterback to throw. One of the best deep ball guys in the entire National Football League, Josh Allen. And he still has not been able to get it done consistently. So now you put him in a team where the organization is a total piece of crap right now. We have no idea what's going on there. They just gave up their entire future for a quarterback that we don't think is very good anymore and had a terrible season. We don't know what's going on with Bryce Young. We don't know what's going on with that offensive line. It was terrible last year. This is a complete dumpster fire of a team right now. You put him on that offense, I just don't see him succeeding. I really don't see a world where Gabe Davis, after 4 years of never being able to step up, steps up in another situation. Because this Bills situation was
I said it's less than 1%, Hutch. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
I just don't want to. I know the hype's going to be there, and I'm going to be so out. I just don't want. I don't want to draft
the Gabe Davis hype train. Is kind of an inevitable factor of the.
No, it is. It's inevitable. Cycle. It's going to happen. It really is. If he's drafted in single digit rounds, I will not touch him. If he's drafting double digits, maybe I could take a shot. Maybe I'll get a – maybe I'll hit
– I mean, I don't mind him in, like, late round nine maybe, depending on landing spot. But, like, yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
I'd rather take the shot of somebody who actually has upside to be a really consistent fantasy producer for me.
All right, that's enough talk about Gabe Davis and Tyler Boyd. Let's talk about players we actually care about, Hutch.
Yes.
Hollywood Brown, I'm excited for it. I'm not
going to – I am really excited for Hollywood Brown as well.
There's a lot of upside for some landing spots. Like, dude. Kansas City would be electric. I would love that. Like, there are some spots where he has legit upside. People forget how good Hollywood actually is as a talent. He didn't have Kyler Murray for the entire year last season. If he had Kyler for the entire year, I feel like we're looking at a pretty good year for Hollywood. He was also banged up.
Oh, yeah.
I think that he has some nice potential still. People forget how good he was. And I believe it was 2022 when DeAndre Hopkins was down for a few weeks with a suspension. And Hollywood was absolutely cooking as the wide receiver one for the Cardinals. I think that he has a ton of talent. We've seen it for as long as he's been in the career. He's not that old.
Yeah, it was 2022.
I think he's going to have I can't make that sort of a prediction. But if he goes to a landing spot with a capable quarterback where he can be at least the wide receiver two, I think there are plenty of teams out there where he can be the wide receiver one still, to be honest with you. And if he goes to one of those teams, I'm all in on Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown has a ton of upside still as a free agent to go to one of these places, like, again, a Carolina or a Kansas City or any of these teams that need a wide receiver. I prefer Kansas City, obviously, because they have Patrick Mahomes and Carolina has unproven Bryce Young. But you get my point. There are a ton of teams out there that could use Hollywood Brown's services. And I think if he lands in a favorable situation, he could easily be a top 20 fantasy wide receiver next year still. I have faith. I really have
100%. The thing is, he's had a lot of injury problems in his career, and he's had some inconsistent quarterback play, and he's never had he's had one or two seasons where it's been like he's been a true great asset. Otherwise, it's been flashes, but in stretches. But he's had seasons where it's like he's a dude, or he's had long stretches in a season where it's like he's a dude. Unlike Gabe Davis, he's actually had really good stretches where he's actually been consistent for fantasy. He's proven that he can be a borderline wide receiver one in an offense. I like Kansas City. Carolina would be gross, but it has volume. I would also want to shout out, assuming Gabe Davis leaves, Buffalo. I mean, you got a field stretcher with a quarterback who can chuck it 70 yards down the field alongside Stephon Diggs, who's going to take a lot of attention off defenses.
Well, also, today when we're recording this on Wednesday, they just cut like half their defense. So they're going to be
They really did. They cut everybody. They're going to have, I mean, unless they make some big moves, they're going to have a really lot of struggles on defense this year if they can't make up that ground. They're in trouble, and they're gonna have to throw the ball a lot. And if Hollywood Brown's on that team stretching the field with Josh Allen at quarterback, I mean, he's gonna be what we wanted Gabe Davis to be. That's what we're the consistent number two for Josh Allen. I mean, Dalton Kincaid could be that as well, but if they're throwing the ball as much as we think they could, dude, there's enough for all three to be relevant. And Marquise Brown on Buffalo would be great. But my personal preference would be Kansas City with Mahomes.
I mean, I think Kansas City is the best landing spot for a wide receiver right now possible. I mean, they have
Mahomes. Yeah, any of them.
Kelce is aging. They need a wide receiver alongside Rice badly.
And speaking of Kansas City, can I say something real quick? I want to talk about it for a second because I feel like this isn't being talked about enough. And I want to talk about Rashee Rice for a second. I want to hype him up for a little bit. Before free agency started, I was very hesitant on Rashee Rice. But because T. Higgins and Michael Pittman Jr. are now gone, this eliminates two dominant assets on the short intermediate areas of the field. Ridley, Hollywood, and Gabe Davis are guys that stretch the field primarily. They're outside receivers that stretch the field, where Rashee Rice is a very inside intermediate short route receiver.
Sure.
They would not interfere with Rashee Rice at all or his target share. He would continue to have similar target shares that he was having towards the end of last season. So people are still worried about free agents coming in and destroying him, or a draft option coming in and destroying him. I am not worried about any of these four wide receivers when it comes to Rashee Rice's value. So if you have someone in your dynasty league who has Rashee Rice and is still a little bit worried about the free agency class coming, buy the heck out of Rashee Rice, because Higgins and Michael Pittman Jr. were the only true threats to Rashee Rice's in his target share. I just wanted to say that real quick.
No, that's a good take for sure. I mean, the only thing that could be the draft, and I don't really foresee them
the draft
a huge spot wide receiver in the draft, but it's possible. You know, there's a lot of good guys out there. We'll see.
A lot of good ones.
Even if they draft a second round, or, you know, even use that last pick in the first round on the wideout, I still like Rice more, especially for
this season. Them looking at Xavier Worthy, though, and that would not throw over Rashee Rice at all.
Yeah.
Because Xavier Worthy is more of a downfield guy anyway. But
yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But anyways, we love Hollywood. We're very excited about Hollywood.
Yes.
Wide receiver, best wide receiver in this class for sure. Calvin Ridley had a very interesting season in Jacksonville last year. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. I'm one really interested to see what the market looks like for him, how much money he could command. Because I would not be surprised if he got a pretty fat contract, but I also wouldn't be surprised if he got a pretty mid contract. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Inconsistent season last year. He had some nice route separation. He ran great routes. He looked crisp on the field. But the results weren't really there on a consistent basis for Calvin Ridley. I think there are, again, plenty of teams that could use a Calvin Ridley. I think every team in the NFL could use a Calvin Ridley. But the question is, how much are they willing to pay? And what does the quarterback situation look like there? Those are my two questions for Calvin Ridley. And if he can go to a place where he's pretty much the clear-cut one. Last year, I think people underrated Christian Kirk a little bit. Now, I think if he can go to a situation where he is clearly the wide receiver one, Calvin Ridley could be in for a pretty big year, especially with already seen him from last year. He's back in the NFL. Again, best landing spots. I would love Kansas City. Again, I don't want to throw out Kansas City every time, but I would love Kansas City.
You know, it seriously is the dream spot. It really is.
Mahomes has made some fantastic wide receivers in fantasy football and, you know, Travis Kelce, obviously. But yeah, man, there are plenty of teams out there I would love to see Calvin Ridley go to. If I had to make a prediction right now, man, I would like to see him. I don't know if I would like to see him here. I'm going to make a prediction though, Hutch. I'm predicting if what happens we're about to talk about, if Judy and Sutton leave, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's Denver. A good one, man. I was literally about to bring it up because Denver. Because Judy and Sutton have been rumored that they might be leaving Denver if Ridley were to go to Denver. But the problem is, who's their quarterback? That's the only problem because you're going to have a rookie quarterback. And I know CJ Stroud just lit the world on fire, but rookie quarterbacks, when you look at historical data, they tend to not give us fantasy relevant wide receivers. They just don't. It just tends not to happen.
Unless you're CJ Stroud.
Because what's that?
I said, unless you're CJ Stroud.
Unless you're CJ Stroud, exactly. But, and especially because Denver, the thing is, they're at 12. They're not going to be getting a Caleb Williams. They're probably not getting a Drake May, and they're probably not getting Jaden Daniels unless they made a ridiculous move to trade up, which with the dead cap situation they're in, with all the moves they're going to have to make this offseason, I don't think they're going to be doing that.
Looking at the teams who have the best cap space here as of today, Wednesday, March 6th, some teams that come to mind immediately looking at the free agents, the cap room here. I mean, I wouldn't love it, but the Commanders have a ton of cap space. That'd be an interesting signing. I wouldn't love it, but that's
the thing. I don't think they're going to make that move.
They have the most money by a lot. They have $96 million in cap.
I mean, the thing is, they didn't get much out of Jahan Dotson his second year. No. If they were to give up on him as their second wide receiver and be like, hey, we need someone next to Terry.
It's possible.
Because they don't have a tight end anymore either. Like, they got rid of Logan Thomas. They signed Zach Ertz. Who's like, he's not going to make
it. I think the combo of Thomas and Ertz is a fine unit.
No, Thomas is gone.
Fantasy, but it's a fine unit. Wait, Thomas is gone?
Yeah, they cut him. Yeah, he's gone. They cut him to save $6 million. Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, well,
that's why they signed Zach Ertz in the first place.
So, girl math, they just gained $1 million. Shout out to the Commanders. Anyways, back to the cap room. the Titans, I don't think they're going to do that. I think the Patriots make a lot of sense. Looking at this, they have $78 million.
They do.
They need a wide receiver one.
They do. They need a wide receiver.
They've struggled to find their wide receiver one for a long time.
Yeah, that would
other names here. Let me look at some other names here real quick. Cardinals. If Hollywood's gone, then sure. I guess maybe look for a wide out.
I would throw out the Detroit Lions as a name because obviously they have.
I do not think so.
Really. I think they might not set. Ridley or Hollywood, but maybe one of these other guys like Gabe Davis because
I'm talking Ridley. I'm talking Ridley right now.
Or talking specifically Ridley. Okay,
guys, I think they're really comfortable with Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Laporta, Gibbs. Like, I think they have their.
I don't know if they're comfortable with J-Mo, dude. He's done nothing.
They love J-Mo.
That's what they keep saying. I'm not giving up on J-Mo either.
I think J-Mo is a fine player still. I think we'll go for a lower down guy. I'm looking for Ridley right now. I think, dude. I don't even want to say it because of the curse of Kenny Galladay, but the New York Giants need a wide receiver pretty bad, Hutch.
They do. That would be a fault spot.
The Giants
man.
Have
that.
This really gross, like, wide receiver by committee thing going on for the last few years, and they really, really needed a wide receiver one. They tried to get it with Galladay. Didn't work out at all. But Ridley kind of makes sense there. They have plenty of cap. They're $41 million. I think it could make some sense. Outside of that, there's not a lot of teams that have a ton of cap room here. I mean, the Chiefs have nines. I mean, they're probably going to look to add a wide out. But I don't know. Yep. I don't really know. There's a ton of teams who could use one. The Steelers, I guess, if they get rid of Deontay, Ridley. But I don't really see them doing that. I think they'd be comfortable rolling out Pickens as wide receiver one, honestly. As much as I don't love it, I think they would do it.
What about the Titans? What do you think of the Tennessee Titans?
It feels gross.
It is gross, but
they have Hopkins under contract. They have Burks, who they believe in internally. I don't know. I feel like the Titans are a candidate for me to draft a wideout, not sign one.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
I think they need more youth. I don't think they need a veteran right now.
Yeah. I mean, if Arizona were to let Marquise Brown go and not be planning on drafting Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Neighbors, one of these two guys, they could sign a wide receiver as well. But yeah. I feel like at that point, they would just re-sign Hollywood.
Yeah. And also, but, I mean, listen, I think there's a pretty high likelihood that Marvin Harrison Jr. is a Cardinal.
Yeah, I think it's very high. Or, I think that
I mean, like, I think with this quarterback class, the only way that I think Harrison Jr. is not a Cardinal is if somebody takes him at 3. And that's only the only situation I see that happening is if for some reason the Patriots trade down from trade up from 3 to 1 in a trade with the Bears, if they keep Fields. But that's pretty wild. I think there's a pretty high likelihood right now that Harrison Jr. is a Cardinal, because I think 1, 2, 3 in this class are quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. I think you're looking at Caleb Williams 1 for sure. I'd bet my house on it. And then I think any combination of 2 and 3 between Daniels and May, 2 and 3.
Yep.
And then from there,
I don't know, man. JJ McCarthy's been getting some heat. He's been getting some.
I need to watch JJ McCarthy.
I've
watched Daniels. I've watched Williams. I have not watched May, McCarthy, Nick.
But I would disagree. I think McCarthy's the 4th of this class. I don't think he's with the top 3.
So I haven't watched film yet, but from everything I've read a lot about these prospects, that's kind of my process. I read. I'm not a scout. I don't claim to be a scout. I read a lot.
I've watched film on these guys.
I read from actual people who like scout for a living, or these websites who are, you know, do this for a living. Obviously, I read a lot about these prospects, and then from there, I watch some film and come to my conclusions based on those two things together and some analytics. But for right now, if I had to give my rankings, again, haven't watched film on all of them yet. If I had to give my rankings, I would go Williams, Daniels, May, McCarthy. Knicks or Penix, man, it's tough. I don't really
love either. Now, those top 4, that's exactly how I'd order them. That's perfect.
I feel like, okay, here's the thing. I think like tiers for me, it's Williams own tier. And then Daniels and May are like, I can flip them on
neck
the day.
And neck. Yeah, neck
I can
and
flip
neck.
Them on the day. They're right both there. Really good. I really like both of them. I honestly give Daniels the slight edge, I think, just because of his rushing ability. I really love him. Yep. I'm a sucker
Daniels
for
Daniels makes some stupid mistakes, though, man. He runs too fast. There are some moments where I'm watching him.
Did you say he runs too fast?
I mean, like
he bails too quickly?
He bails too quickly. That's what I mean. Yeah, he tucks the ball and runs way too quickly. Like,
in the NFL, he's going to have to run for his life sometimes. So I don't hate that trade.
He's going to have to, yeah.
May, so talented. So the arm talent's insane.
He's great.
And then from there, yeah, McCarthy for now. But again, I need to go in the film and really watch. I need to really, really watch. And I've only really watched Williams and Daniels right now. I'm working from the top down. I'm going to watch them May tonight, probably after we hop off. I'm excited to get into that and McCarthy. But anyways, all that to say, I think it would be very interesting to see what goes on with these rookie quarterbacks and these wideouts, man. It's going to be an interesting class for sure. And then just to round things out again, just to mention again, Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton, they both might be on the market soon, either via trade or getting cut. I think they're going to trade Jeudy. I think they might cut Sutton or trade him. I don't even know. But they might be on the move, so keep an eye out on those guys. Again, Kansas City would be amazing, but it's an interdivision trade, which is super rare. Anything else you want to add, Hutch, before we wrap up here, brother?
No, man. I think we're good.
Beautiful. All right, guys, we'll be back with tight ends next week. Should be absolutely electric.
Yeah.
And then from there, we're going to get right into NFL draft season. So thank you so much for watching, everybody. We have 325 live viewers right now, which is definitely a Hooked on Fantasy record, which is crazy. I'm pretty sure what happened was Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it, put us in like the recommended live stream video feed that people can click on, which probably, I mean, there's no way that like 329 of our followers just clicked on this, Hutch. Let's be honest here. Like, that would never happen to us. You know what I mean?
That would never happen to us. I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, like, because like our original live stream link only has like 2 likes. So like, I think we just got fed an algorithm or something. You know what I mean? But hey, Elon, appreciate it. Shout out. Shout out to Elon.
Shout out Elon Musk. He needs those shout outs.
Yeah, he needs them so badly. Yeah,
he needs those shout outs from us.
Yeah, no, we're going to get banned. Watch. Anyways, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Hooked on Fantasy, guys. We'll be back live another episode next Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, and you'll find the episode streaming Thursday morning on all platforms where you get your podcast. We'll be back next week. Love you so much. Hutch, say goodbye.
Goodbye.